from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. Dylan Matthews having a great time with Mike Johnson and Ali Mack. And we are actually going to head out to the WadeFord.com hotline right now and spend some time with somebody that is near and dear to Ali Mack. And that is her husband, Grant McCauley. We also know him as our very own Braves insider reporter and host of From the Diamond. Grant, I have to start by asking you this. Obviously, it was not a very good outcome for the Braves yesterday. They lose 16-7 to the Milwaukee Brewers, get swept, 5-game losing streak. You know it all. How comforting was Ali Mack yesterday after that Braves loss?
Well, I don't know that I'm going to give her the job of trying to, you know, console after every loss, because when you come into a baseball season, I mean, you're going to lose 54 of them right off the top. You should win 54 of them. It's the other 54 right now that I think are really difficult for the Atlanta Braves at this point. And, you know, they've got to sort it out. It's insane the peaks and valleys that this season has thrown at the Braves, and by proxy, their fans have had to kind of be on this ride, whether they wanted to be or not. 5 days ago, we were talking about the possibility that were the Braves turning it around? Are the Phillies fading back to the pack? Is there going to be an interesting final couple of months? And in the span of two losses to the Marlins and a very, very just one-sided sweep by the Brewers, we're having an entirely different conversation today.
We are having a different conversation today, Grant. We've never been on the air together, so this is kind of monumental.
It's historic is what it is.
It's historic. I actually have little butterflies in my stomach because I don't want to embarrass you.
Yes, please do.
That's not possible.
Well, you know, the other night we were talking about the Braves, and you were saying until it's mathematically impossible, they are in this. So are they in this, Grant?
Yeah, I mean, that is the truth. And I think more so when I say that, it's in the context of this is a club that believes that it, you know, should be where it wants to be. And getting there has been an extremely, extremely difficult road. And there has been no consistency to this team. So I'm not going to sit here and sell you on the fact that this club's like the 23 team or the 22 team or, of course, the 21 team or any of the other division-winning clubs before that. This just hasn't felt like that. It hasn't run like that. It hasn't had the outcomes that has had. Even when those seasons seemed to be at their worst, it just seemed like eventually the Braves found that consistency and were able to kind of power through that, whether that was a huge month of June, whether it was a second half surge, whether it was getting hot at the right time in October. This doesn't feel like all of that, and the injuries are certainly part of it, but the inconsistency is another. And now, as we look at this last 5 days, it's not just, you know, you're not looking at the offense and saying, well, that's what let us down. Yeah, in a couple of games it did, But the pitching staff is also going through it at this point. And that was kind of the concern probably for a lot of Braves fans was, what happens when both sides go bad? And that is definitely what was represented on this homestand. And that's a very interesting question to ask as they roll into Coors Field against a Rockies team that it ain't the Blake Street Bombers. Like, we're not talking about the heyday. But Coors Field's not always kind to a pitching staff. And the Braves, they'd like to get things right. And that may not be the atmosphere for it.
Well, Grant, I think that's one of the things I want to talk about is what they can get right. Because, look, I think it's been an ugly few days down at Truist, but you are leaving town. You're going to get this 10-game West Coast swing before you get the Phillies back at home. Give me a couple of things, maybe two or three, that you want to see in this West Coast swing that can kind of keep hope alive. Because, I mean, look, we all love the fact that you're a glass-half-full guy. I think, you know, for the most part, we are too. But it seems like this team just has to give us at least two or three things that we can cling on to when they're out West.
Yeah, I just try to be pragmatic about the fact that you will see some highs and some lows over the course of a season as long as baseball is. There's 162 of these games, and that kind of it creates these opportunities for little pockets, I'll call them, of disappointment. The Braves have had too many pockets, though. That I think is part of the problem. And those pockets have been filled with losses, with injuries, with setbacks, and all kinds of other things. And you know, this is the thing that they've gotten into now. On top of the pitching is having some trouble, the offense has been inconsistent. Well, now you're in this string of games coming out of the All-Star break where you don't have very many days off. They've been trying to juggle the pitching staff, and they're pushing Spencer Schwellenbach back. And you know, again, you know, a rookie in Colorado, that was going to be an interesting test, and we'll see when he's, you know, going to make his next turn through the rotation. But Max Fried, you've got to see more consistency out of him, certainly. He's got to lead the way right now. Chris Sale has been good. I don't look at his last start as necessarily a bad one, but can you get this pitching staff back on track and get the offense to finally turn over? You could have Michael Harris back. That's one thing to look forward to on this road trip. He played his third game with Gwinnett yesterday, played center field for the first time, so he's making progress. He's available, I believe, on the 14th to be activated from the 60-day IL. So there's not a lot that I can tell you that you should be looking forward to this. Everything is just going the way that they want it to. I think the Braves will be the first ones to tell you nothing has been going the way that they wanted to, and it's been that way for a while, if not all season.
I got to say that this is the most professional conversation I've ever had with my husband before. I do want to ask you, I know it's frustrating. There are a lot of people crying out on socials, Grant, and you've seen them in your mentions, but that we need to make changes. They're saying fire so-and-so, get rid of this person, get rid of that person. It's usually a knee-jerk reaction, but do you think maybe people have more reason to go off right now?
No, I think it's a product of the expectations, to be honest with you. I mean, the Braves expect more from themselves. They have given the fans a team that has very much been worth watching all the way into October, and sometimes by the end of October, early November, as the case was 3 years ago. But that is their expectation, is to be one of the elite, one of the best teams in baseball. And you cannot watch what we've seen the last 4 months, you know, with April excluded, and say, this looks like one of the best teams in baseball. Now, there are reasons why, and I think you have to, if you're being, you know, honest about it, you look at all those reasons and factor them in. Losing a guy that could win the Cy Young Award a couple of weeks into the season doesn't help. Losing the MVP of the National League doesn't help either. Some of the other injuries have been a problem, but there's been a lot of inconsistency otherwise. It's hard to explain. I don't think that, and this is just kind of the way I look at it, you know, this is not, okay, well, they've had their first setback in a number of years. It's time to blow the whole thing up. I think that's just the emotional response to it. I don't think that's anything that the Braves are thinking about. I think if anything, you just kind of wonder when the hits are going to stop coming, like when these things are going to turn around for them. You know, the injuries that they've sustained have been a huge part of what's gone wrong this year, but they haven't been able to ever really seemingly put everything together with the group that they have. And they've still got a good group. And while it doesn't look very good right now, I think there are a lot of clubs and a lot of fan bases across baseball that would love to have the first world problems that the Braves are going through in 2024.
It is Grant McCauley, our Braves insider reporter, host of From the Diamond as well. Grant, I want to shift course just a little bit. It still ties into the Braves' struggles this season. But John Heyman, he was on an interview and he said that he's hearing from just around the vibe of baseball and his own sources that Brian Snicker could retire after the 2020 season. Now, obviously, you are around this team a lot. And I just want to know your reaction to that. If you think it's even a remote possibility that Brian Snicker could be thinking about next season.
Are we saying breaking news, a man near 70 is going to retire in America? I don't know that that's altogether that shocking. But look, I've done some incredible things at the helm for this Braves club. And you know, I know you guys were talking about it earlier. Is he a Braves Hall of Famer? He's absolutely a Braves Hall of Famer. You go back and look through the great managers. Yeah, there's Bobby Cox, and then there's a wide gap between the world until Brian Snitker came along and got this club back to where they wanted to be and where they expect to be, obviously. He's been winning the culture, all of those things. So when he does step away, it's going to be very different. Now, different doesn't have to be bad, and I'm sure that the Braves are, you know, going to figure out whatever the best move is at that time, the best person to fill those shoes. But I'm here to tell you, they will be some very big show in the same way that seeing the Braves without Bobby Cox after a number of decades was different. This will also be kind. So I don't know. I haven't gotten any indication that that's the case. He is obvious. Everything is on the table when you go through the kind of struggles the Braves did this year. It's amazing to talk about this club, watch this club, and see some of the outcomes of it, and then look and see, wait, how are they still 5 or 6 games over 500? And then they'll surge back to 11 or 12 games over 500, and you'll think, okay, well, maybe they're all. It's been such a Jekyll and Hyde season. I don't think that this is, you know, the time for any of these decisions to be made, obviously, and I don't think that any of this is being mapped out at the moment. But, again, it's Brian Snitker's career that over four baseball, if he decides that he's done everything he needs to do, I think that he's had a pretty
Grant, before, obviously, we got to get out of here, but look, we're working during the commercial break, so I'm letting Allie let you put two TVs in the living room. I think she's coming around to the idea. Look, Braves on one, Falcons preseason on the other, or she can watch Real Housewives on the other. I mean, I think we've got her pointed in the right direction, buddy.
I mean, there's a lot of options here. Did you do the TV census for our house yet or no?
She says y'all got, what did you say, 3 or 4?
We have 4, don't we?
No, no, we have TVs here.
7!
We have been lied to.
What
Thank you,
rooms
Grant.
Don't I know about?
I was over here feeling guilty. I've been lied to.
Yep, there are 2 extras you might have forgotten upstairs, and then there are 2 downstairs, including the classic old tube TV that's just so heavy I just don't want to throw it out. So maybe we'll call it 6.5. I don't know. 6 and a paperweight. How about that?
We got 6 and a paperweight plus 2 VCRs. No,
oh, there you go.
Yes, 2
okay.
VCRs.
Well, everybody needs 2 VCRs.
Grant wanted to show me something on a cassette one time. VCR didn't work. He popped downstairs, came back up with a 2nd VCR.
Yes!
Like, this guy's different. I'm going to marry him.
That is absolutely amazing. Grant, real quick before we let you go, man, where can the people find From the Diamond this week?
Now, I'll be on a little bit later on Sunday night, and you can find me wherever you get your podcasts, obviously, in the 2 hours of great baseball talk right here on 92.9 The Game. Later on Sunday night, I believe after 8 p.m. Will be my start time this week. We'll be bouncing around a little bit with football going on, but we'll still get you your Braves and baseball fix right here on From the Diamond on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available wherever you get your podcasts and the Odyssey app.
And there is nobody better to get your baseball feel with than Grant McCauley, the husband of radio legend Allie Mack. Grant, always appreciate the time. Thank you, sir. Have a great rest of your weekend. And when we come back, have you ever been in a situation where you are hurting the person you pay to protect you? Somebody has. And we'll talk about who next and why they did it on A Life of Dylan on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.